One of the winners of the summer fiction contest held by Bloomington's Rider magazine visited with WFIU's Sarah Panfil to talk about the creative life and the challenge of writing a breakup story in just over 100 words.
Chapter 1. She left and said she wouldn't be back. Right. This piece is called A Night. It's a short story in 5 chapters. Well, it's a story about a person who's going through a breakup with his significant other. He has a few issues, but he also, I hope, comes across as somewhat sympathetic, or I hope the reader can find some sympathy for this person and the situation he's going through. I'm Michael Van Voren. I've been a resident of Bloomington since 1974. I'm a local gad about town. I've worked in various and sundry positions, drove school buses. I was a teacher's assistant in a classroom for handicapped children. I was a carpenter for 25 years. I've always had to do something to support my nasty art habit. My latest job was as an academic advisor for IU. I'm a painter and a sculptor and an amateur musician.
Jerk of all trades.
Jerk of all trades.
So did you intend when you started out writing this piece for it to be so short, for it to be so brief?
It started out short and it got much shorter as I went along. But then I found that I could eliminate a lot of those words and make the end product stronger.
So why? I mean, I think there are merits in both, you know, longer form and shorter form. But this is, I mean, this is microfiction, right? This is 110 words.
Bingo.
You know, what drew you to that style, I suppose, or that choice?
Well, number one, I didn't want to violate the rules of what the writer stipulated, that the piece couldn't be longer than 5,000 words.
No worries there.
So being the kind of wise guy that I am, I you know, took the short fiction assignment very literally and tried to work it to the max, or in this case, to the minimum. It was challenging in order to make it coherent, I think.
And what do you hope that people take away when they open up that copy of The Rider and read this? Maybe they're not expecting something so short.
Well, I hope they enjoy it. I hope it paints a picture in their mind. I mean, I can kind of see this person, you know, the protagonist. I can kind of see him stumbling around. he has some ideas that may be visions of grandeur for himself, and he's definitely susceptible to failure. You know, he'll wake up in the drunk tank and maybe have a better day the next day. Chapter 1. She left and said she wouldn't be back. He thanked her for that. Lilacs bloomed in the dooryard. He thought, they're early this year. Chapter 2. I'll come up with something. Chapter 3. With the Washburn strapped across his back, he walked, thorn-brained, to a self-inflicted crucifixion. Chapter 4. The open mic stared and stared. He failed to come up with something. Chapter 5. The step off the curb was an inch or two beyond his best guess. Sprawled in the parking lane, he woke to the sound of the officer's voice. You landed smack on that guitar. She broke your fall, and you broke her neck. Let's say we go to jail now, and you call it a night.
I know you primarily work in visual art, and like you said, you're an amateur musician. So talk about how writing came into play. Oh,
well, when I was at university back in the dark ages of the previous century, I majored in literature and took a few writing courses when I was at John Carroll University. And I've dabbled in writing since. I'm an inveterate reader, so I can't help but turn that into some of my own work every now and then. I think everyone is an artist. The people who actually produced work are just the ones who aren't afraid to make the first mistake. It's all self-expression. And I think if you have the type of sensibility that leads you towards making one form of art, you could easily translate that into another form.
So have you sort of always seen yourself as that person willing to make the first mistake then? Willing to put yourself out there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What do you get from writing that you don't get in your other forms of art?
Oh. Well, writing is definitely more cerebral. Yeah. I mean, if I'm working on a piece of limestone, I can be thinking about all kinds of different things. and even when I'm, playing guitar or drums, my mind can wander. But when you're writing, that's it, man. You're in that little space. and your mind has to be really pretty focused.
How do you see yourself and your sort of mark on the craft of writing, and also just if you want to expand that to your art, since you dabble in so many different forms?
Mm-hmm. It's just a way of giving back, of being grateful for just the fact that we exist in this mostly beautiful and wonderful world, with all these beautiful and wonderful people around us. It's just a way of sharing that appreciation, I think.
Sarah Panfil produced that profile of Michael Van Voren, one of five authors featured in the Rider magazine's third annual fiction issue.